This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the North Michigan Flash, although he's not that far up in Michigan, so he can't really be north, but he's north to me, I guess. It's Ron Edwards. Good morning! The North Michigan Flash. I love that. All right. Bye, guys. Okay, they're gone. Yeah, the North Michigan Flash. That just came to mind. That's got a ring to it, so we might have to think.
Yeah,
because, you know,
maybe we can work it out somehow.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And a lot of people don't seem to understand that, but we get it here. Okay, so we got this great circumstance that happened yesterday with the president, who came out, and I guess he kind of started it when he had these comments to say. Listen to what Joe Biden had to say to start the day off to get Ron DeSantis going after him.
Spurred by the Delta variant, COVID-19 cases are surging in Florida and Texas. Those two states account for one-third of all new cases nationwide, yet their governors are blocking mask or vaccination requirements.
I believe the results of their decisions are not good for their constituents.
The president calls it bad health policy and says the governors need to help or get out of the way.
Now, that's what Joe Biden had to say. But in the meantime, here's what our great governor, Ron DeSantis, had to say to answer him.
Why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
Yes, yes. All right, yes.
Oh, loved it.
That's why he's our, that's why he's our governor, and that's why he could very easily be the next president. We'll see, but I'm telling you, the guy is he's like a miniature version of Chris Christie.
First of all, Biden is not helping anything.
No,
he's not helping. From sea to shining sea, there's nothing that Biden has helped positively in this country.
No.
Second of all, Ron DeSantis, in my humble opinion, is the prototype. He is the template. If you're looking for good politicians to vote for, or statesmen, he's a statesman. He's not just a politician.
Correct.
He is the template for what you're looking for, a true conservative, one who understands the issues, and one who's willing to fight against tyranny on behalf of the people of his of the people that he's representing. And that's all that Ron DeSantis is doing, which is a great job. That is why Florida, and to a slightly lesser degree, Texas, is doing very well economically and otherwise. Those guys, and speaking of this variant, Captain, this variant is, I'm not going to say it's harmless, but it is not a deadly disease or anything like that.
No, and every time people. And every time you get a variant where a mutation of a disease, it lessens
yes,
the...
Less. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with these liars, these people like Biden and many others who continue to try to scare people into I guess, bowing to their will, they're using this. They're trying to use this against the American people to bow to the pressure of the administration.
Yep.
For more control. It's all, that's what it looks like to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron DeSantis and Abbott and a few other Republican governors are not governing that way. That's not government's job to try to beat people under control with a variant. I mean, how asinine can you be?
Now, are you going to have your New York City pass soon?
That's heartbreaking.
Are you going to get a Detroit pass? Are you going to get one in Detroit, do you think?
I don't think there's enough stuff to get a pass for in Detroit. But here's the thing. You know, these people are trying to kill the greatest city in the world. Do you know how much tourism will drop? 68% to 70% of all people that go to Broadway plays are visitors.
Yeah.
And to those restaurants and all of that in that area, and these guys are trying to kill that city. That's what this is about. This
already
has nothing to do with safety.
It already has. There's restaurants. 30% or 40% of the restaurants that went out of business are never coming back.
Yeah, and
never
see, you can easily revive New York City. The people there are great. All you have to do is get the heck out of the way, lower the taxes and regulations. The people will take care of it, of the city themselves, because mm-hmm. the people there in New York are, it's a very unique a city, and it can easily be revived. But you have to get these gumps out of the way, these political gumps out of the way.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to break, and when we come back from the break, folks, we're going to have an Edwards notebook. And I got to make me a cup of coffee here real quick, and I'll be sipping on a cup of coffee, too, so... Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with Ron Edwards on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, and I am going to take it away and let you know that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. And remember, Moss Nissan is the home of the you serve, you save. And that means that all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get tremendous deals on the vehicles they buy there. Now, you can not beat the selection right now at Moss with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles with all the colors, bells, and whistles and accessories that you could dream of. By the way, got a trade-in? You might be shocked when you hear this. Some of the trade-ins right now are worth 45% more than they were worth 4 and 5 months ago. Certainly, they're worth 20 to 25%, but depending on what you got, you could have a real gem right there and have a lot of extra money you don't even know about that you're riding around with. So, check them out online by going to MossMAUSNissan.com, MossMAUSNissan.com. And remember, Moss Nissan, their goal is to be whatever it takes to be the best in the nation and the hottest SUV in the market. Take a test drive in the all-new Rogue. You're going to love that one, too. Now, their locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Again, find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, and now it's time for an Edwards Notebook.
In his 1801 inaugural address, President Thomas Jefferson proposed a recipe for national success. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, President Jefferson stated, quote, enlightened by a benign religion, professed indeed, and practiced in various forms, including honesty, truth, temperance, gratitude, and the love of man, acknowledging and adoring an overruling providence, which by all its dispensations proves that it delights in the happiness hereafter. With all these blessings, what more is necessary to make us a happy and prosperous people? Still one thing more, fellow citizens, a wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. You should understand what I deem the essential principles of our government, including equal and exact justice to all men of whatever state or persuasion, religious or political. It's statements like Mr. Jefferson's, along with our Constitution and Bill of Rights, that students should be taught about and those seeking public office should be required to know and regard highly. If not, they should be barred from assuming government authority. I'm Ron Edwards.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, but the real Ron Edwards is right over here, Ron Edwards. And Ron Edwards, you're back with us. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
All right, now hold on a minute, because I got this cough. Oh, boy. That's good coffee. And you know, folks, the reason I did that is because I'm drinking a coffee called Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Now, it's kind of got a ring to it, doesn't it, Ron?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Yeah. And the reason for that is because if you go to theronedwards.com, the website, you can find that coffee over there, and you can pick out whatever it is that you want. Now, you know, I've got people saying, why don't you have an RE captain or an RE 20 code for the captain instead of whatever? And then you know whether or not you're getting people from the captain. Well, I think, you know, you're getting people from the captain over there. But the thing of it is you get a 20% discount. The coffee is really good, folks. I mean, it's really good. And all I can tell you is I'm a coffee person. And if a coffee's good, I'm going to drink it. If it's not, I'm going to tell you about it. So that's where we're at. So you got anything to add there, my friend?
Well, it is the coffee you want in your cup. And again, simply go to theronedwards.com and use the RE20 promo code for a 20% discount on your purchase. And again, it is the coffee you want in your cup, Constitutional Grounds.
Well, you can put it in your mug, too. I mean, you know. Yeti cup. All right, yeah, no, I'm enough fun or other. All right, well, you know, on top of everything else, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, you know, circle back, Jen. She's catching hell because of her scathing advice she was giving to the Republican governors, both Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, to get control of the Delta variant. Okay, well, let me explain something again. I've been doing it since yesterday. The variant cases in Florida are not coming from people that have had the vaccine.
Correct.
They are coming from, and by the way, the cruise ship industry started up again down here. We've got thousands of people down here taking test cruises over to the Bahamas or wherever they're going. We had one ship go out and they had to turn around and come back because they had 19 positive tests on board. We had another one. They had 23 positive tests. There were several thousand people on those ships. You don't think those people got out, floated around, and maybe reacted however they reacted? I do. And the other thing is, the people that are coming to the state in the wintertime, the tourists and the folks that are transients that are with the circus and all that sort of stuff to come down here, and they take their winters down here before they go back out again on their tours and all that, this is what's going on. It's not the people that live here that have been vaccinated that are coming down with this thing. And it's not as much as what they say.
Well, Captain, it's something else, too. And it is the fact that this government is allowing in, with complete permission, thousands and thousands and thousands of individuals, many or some of whom are sick, coming into this country. And they're taking them into places like Florida. They're taking them to Texas. They're dumping them in Ohio. They're dumping them in Wisconsin and elsewhere throughout this great republic. And they're blaming Americans for the sickness and saying that you've got to lock down. No, that's a bunch of bull. These people in Washington, D.C. are the gatekeepers who are allowing all this stuff in, and they want to use it to lock places down. And that's why they keep bumping heads with DeSantis. And again, I really applaud DeSantis for making the strong
stand. Did you see what they did in Texas yesterday in McAllen? All the tents showed up. Those are inoculation tents.
Yes.
We're going to give the vaccine to the illegals.
That is terrible. Mm-hmm. That's heartbreaking. I look at all those khaki-colored tents. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, Captain.
Well, that's a military issue. When you see khaki, that's military.
Yeah. The color, yeah. But it's crazy, and it's wrong and crazy and everything else, and it's got to be dealt with in a better way.
Speaking of the border, Joe Biden wants to cut funding for border security assets and infrastructure by another 96%. What a dope.
Jesus.
What a dope.
96.4%. You know, I laugh to keep from crying. I laugh to keep from saying something that I should not say. This is infuriating. He wants to cut funding. It's already been cut, by the way, and we're seeing the results of it. He wants to slash spending in what it calls border security assets and infrastructure. 96.4%? How evil is that?
Yep.
He wants to approve, Congress just approved $54 million for fiscal 2022. That's terrible, Captain. And we cannot survive as a nation. Maybe that's their goal. They don't want us to survive as a nation because no nation has ever survived with a border far open.
If you understand when all this started with the Great Society back in the 60s with Lyndon Johnson,
Flower Piven
and all that, they've been trying to do it ever since. They figure they're at the downward stretch here right now, and they're trying to load us up with everything because they are definitely trying to overload and crash the government to where drastic changes have to be made. Now, Senator Roger Wicker, who's from Mississippi, said, in no uncertain terms, no one will read all 2,702 pages of the infrastructure bill. I have to agree with them.
And that's what they depend on. That's what they hope, that they just go ahead, rubber stamp it. And this is something that has been happening for eons. That's how we get screwed in this country, because these massive bills are written up, and they don't either give people enough time to read it or they're too lazy to read it. Either way, it doesn't get read. They get passed, and we, the American people, get screwed over and over and over again. And that's just what they depend on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right, Captain.
No,
it's the government should be all government officials should be informed in what they're doing, and we, the people, should be informed in what they're doing.
All right, and real quickly, Wisconsin election officials canceled 205,000 voter registrations because they couldn't confirm they were even people.
It's about time. It should have been done a long time ago.
You betcha. All right, well, we'll talk to you on Tuesday. We'll play your Rebels Notebook on Saturday, so have yourself a great day, my friend.
Be blessed. Take care.
Bye. All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're coming back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. So don't go anywhere. We got some questions here for Bo. If you've got any more, send them along to us or give us a call, 877-969-8600.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Two massive California wildfires have officials calling for new mandatory evacuation orders to thousands of people in the Golden State's north overnight. The Dixie Fire, California's biggest blaze, destroyed houses and businesses as it burned through the small town of Greenville, north of Sacramento. The House GOP report on the origins of COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has evidence the virus was impacting the area in September of 2019. And China failed to abide by a 24-hour mandatory reporting regulation for months. Texas Representative Republican Michael McCaul tells Newsmax, American lawmakers are hindering our efforts to get to the truth.
Very disappointing. You know, I chaired the China task force. They were going to join us, and then Pelosi at the last minute called it off, saying it was a diversion.
On Wednesday, 616 Americans nationwide died from COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And let's listen to what they have to say before we start.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you, and we'll have Bo tell you where they're at. And good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, the two campuses you've got, one of them is in Massachusetts in Concord, right outside Boston, and there's a difference between that one and the one here in Clearwater, Florida. So start out with Concord first.
So up at our Concord, Massachusetts campus, we teach a 14-month aviation maintenance technology program, and that gets you through the prerequisites to be able to take the FAA exams for your general airframe and power plant, specifically your airframe power plant ratings and your certificates. Down here at the Clearwater campus, we run a day shift and a night shift. We have the 14-month aviation maintenance technology program that meets those prerequisites as set by the Federal Aviation Administration. We also have the 21-month aviation maintenance professional program. That is a combination of 7 months of advanced aircraft systems and the 14-month Aviation Maintenance Technology Program, and then we have the standalone 7-month Advanced Aircraft Systems Program, which is basically, you know, we're going to get you through some information that has more to deal with more type of transport category aircraft, you know, different types of flight systems, flight control systems, navigation systems, things like that. And it's also going to get you the knowledge you need to take some industry-recognized tests to receive some credentials like your elements, your NCAT, and different things like that. So we have the three programs down here in Florida. We run two shifts, a day shift, a night shift. We have the one program up in Concord, Massachusetts, and we're only running a day shift currently up there at that campus.
Okay, I've got a question from Allie in Austin. And Allie in Austin is a transportation mechanic, United States Air Force, just got out of the service about 3 months ago, debating what to do with her career. She is a gal, and she's telling me that she believes that because of her mechanical experience working on vehicles, that could help her to become an aviation maintenance tech. And she said, if so, which would she be better off doing? Is there something she should ask to do? She wants to know if is there some type of certification she needs to go for specifically, or what is it she needs to do?
So obviously, you know, you have mechanical ability. You know, you understand how to read manuals, blueprints, schematics, things like that. You're familiar with tools. So basically, if you're looking to get into the aviation maintenance business, so all Part 147 aviation maintenance technician schools in the country, there's roughly 170-180 certificated aviation maintenance technician schools in the country. We're all required to teach the exact same subjects. The level we teach those subjects to is outlined by the Federal Aviation Regulation. So any of those schools you go to, you're going to be taught the same things that are required by the Federal Aviation Administration. It's going to get you the prerequisites to take your airframe and power plant rating. And then while people are in school, they tend to migrate to the areas that interest them. So some people tend to migrate towards engines and components. Other people migrate towards the structure of the aircraft. Some people are all around A&P mechanics. So it's up to the individual what they're really interested in and what really interests them as they're going through the program. So, you know, contact National Aviation Academy, you know, take a tour of one of our campuses. You know, make sure we're a right fit for you and you're a right fit for us. But, you know, it's extremely, extremely important when you enroll in the school that you understand what the school's obligation is to you and your obligation is to the school, and that school's a right fit for you. You know, that's the major part of being successful while you're in school. You know, aviation is a very good career, and anybody with a little bit of mechanical experience, anybody that's interested in going out there and having a good career, you know, it's definitely something to look into. So give National Aviation Academy a call and compare us to the other schools out there in the country.
Now, I think this person's name is pronounced Colin because it's C-O-L-I-N, and I believe that's pronounced Colin.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Colin is from Denver, Colorado, and Colin is chiming in and saying, first of all, I need to know about the financing because I would have to do this through a college loan. Are college loans available, and how competitive are they?
So National Aviation Academy, we do participate in the federal student aid system. So we have a financial aid department that can assist you with going through that process. You know, if you fill out your FAFSA, that's the first step in seeing what you qualify for federal student aid. But if you give National Aviation Academy a call, we do have financial aid representatives that can help you walk through that process. You can also go online to the FAFSA Reds website, Department of Education, Federal Department of Education website, and it'll also step you through it. So give us a call. We are available here to help you. We understand that, you know, that is a very, very confusing. It is a lot of paperwork. Sometimes you need a little bit of assistance. National Aviation Academy has a financial aid department that can assist you with that.
Okay, now we've got someone from Tampa. His name is Mac. He says he's been out of the Army for 10 years. He's a bus mechanic here in Hillsborough County, and he says he's been thinking about this for a long time, and he wants to know whether or not his GI Bill would still cover him.
That right there is on an individual basis. So depending on when you got out, where you fall at, right? So, you know, we have the Montgomery GI Bill. We got post-9/11 GI Bill. Then we have post-9/11 with extended benefits. And then recently they did post-9/11 forever GI Bill forever. So depending on where you fall at in that category, depends on if your benefits are still intact, if you've used your benefits, how long you're in service. So a lot plays into that. The very first thing that a veteran should do is go on to the eBenefits website and pull down your certificates of eligibility. You know, if you want to know what you really rate, you can get that certificate of eligibility off the eBenefits website, and it'll tell you how much benefit, education benefit that you have left and how many months it is. So you can go there and look, or you can give National Aviation Academy a call. Again, we're here to assist you, to walk you through that process if you need a little bit of assistance.
Okay, this is not related to you, but it's breaking news coming in from the Middle East. Israeli jets have attacked South Lebanon after earlier fire exchanges. This being reported by Israeli news sources right now, that Israeli jets have attacked in South Lebanon after earlier fire exchanges. So I would not want to be on the receiving end of an Israeli air attack.
No, not at all.
Yeah, and they've been tossing those balloons, mm-hmm. those incendiary balloons over there. They've been letting them go back and forth and whatnot. So I'm not surprised that they finally retaliated. Okay. Back to where we were at here. We got about a minute before we go to break. Again, National Aviation Academy, the website is naa.edu. The phone number is 800-659-2080. When they call up, do they ask for a specific department?
No, so you can go online. You can request more information. One of our admission representatives will be in touch with you. Once that admission representative gets in touch with you, then, of course, you can start asking the certain questions. That admission representative will set you up with virtual tours, in-person tours, get you all to the correct departments that can help and assist you with your questions that you may have. But the very first thing that everybody can do, go on Department of Education's website if you're looking for standard federal student aid information. Go on the VA website, the eBenefit website if you're a veteran and you're unsure how much benefit or if you have any benefits left intact. You know, print out your certificate of eligibility. Do the research also. Do the research online. Make sure, I can't say it enough, make sure that the school is the right fit for you and you believe the school is going to give you what you're looking for. It's extremely important, any school you choose in the United States.
Right, and again, I would suggest they take the tour. That's what I like. Absolutely. We like to tell them. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of the two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one here in Clearwater, Florida. You'll get a chance to talk to students, probably a teacher or two, and you'll be able to set up your financial, get your questions answered there. Might even get a chance to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, several people come. They take the tour of the campus. I get to meet a lot of those prospects. And any question you have for me, if you meet me inside the building, I will absolutely answer it to the best of my ability.
Yeah, and you've even got a break room where they can sit down, they can have a cup of coffee.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come right back with more with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy, too. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We are strolling across the overnight radio airwaves, and if you want to get involved, 877-969-8600 is the number, 877-969-8600. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Had a little hiccup in there, so I guess he's all right. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh Town in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters are made by in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, Dominic's will also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Now, don't forget, you can call 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. 941-922-2345 and tell them the captain sent you. Okay, we're back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Thanks, Bo.
Thank you.
Yep, and we appreciate you being in here. And let's see, we got us another question here. Let me see what this is. This is an email this time. Okay, I'll open this up. And if you have a question, you can send me an email off the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, or you can also send us a message off Facebook. That's how some of these have come in. And you can also send us a direct message, too, if you want to. Or you can call the show at 877-969-8600. Okay, this is from... Juan in Laredo, Nuevo, Arizona. Let's see. Laredo, Nuevo. All right, Arizona. Okay, well, I didn't think there was a Laredo. Is there? I guess there is. Okay. All right. But anyway, he's saying he's been working on cars for about 20 years. He keeps hearing us talking about this. He wants to know. He doesn't speak really good English, but is language a problem with becoming an aviation maintenance tech?
So under the Federal Aviation Regulation, to be a certificated aircraft mechanic, the individual must be able to read, speak, write, and understand the English language. That is a Federal Aviation Administration requirement. So as long as the individual can meet that requirement, then yes, they can become a certificated aircraft mechanic. So if you have any questions about that, you can go to the Federal Aviation Regulations, and under Part 65 of that regulation, when it talks about mechanics, it will have that requirement in there. And you can also go to Part 147 of that regulation, and it will also explain to you about what schools are required to do under the regulation also. So Part 65 and Part 147 of Federal Aviation Regulation will give you information and good insight about, one, aircraft maintenance technician schools, and two, the requirements, the basic requirements for all airmen certificate holders.
Okay, and I hope that answered his question now. And I have had that thought before, because I know you've got guys that come in from all around the world.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. You know, as long as they meet that requirement set forth by that regulation, then they do have the opportunity to become a certificated aircraft maintenance technician.
Mm, okay. Now, again, folks, my suggestion to you, and Bo will tell you the same thing, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, or the one here in our backyard, Clearwater, Florida. And you'll be able to talk to probably a student or two, probably an instructor or two. You'll be able to talk to the financial people. You'll be able to see everything that's there. They'll tell you what it is, because we've had a number of people say, well, do I need tools? You supply them with tools.
Yes. Yeah, so National Aviation Academy is going to supply with everything you need to get through the training process at one of our campuses. You know, everything from the books that you need to make it through the program successful, to all the tools that you need to perform all the labs and the projects while you're in the training process. And we also have an agreement with Snap-on that, depending on how you enrolled in the program, you'll have the ability to get a set of tools from Snap-on that will get you started in the industry with your own tools.
Yeah, and you can add to it if you want to, because the sure. guys will come around, and obviously they're going to try to sell you something if they can. The tool guys, they always do, and Snap-on's as good as anybody. I've had those for years myself. Used to have a matter of fact, just one of those big stand-up carts I had it in our shop where we had the trucks and whatnot.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, so there you go. Now, the other thing is we always get questions from people, and we haven't had one today, but I'm going to ask you, when they come to Tampa, where do they stay?
So, you know, National Aviation Academy does not have any on-campus housing. We do have a student services department that can assist individuals with finding temporary lodging while they're enrolled students. You know, again, you know, we're only here to assist. It's up to those individuals to make the connections, to come to an agreement with the landlord or the property owners and the apartment complexes, whatever. But we do have the ability to assist you in finding temporary housing while you're enrolled at one of our campuses. So that's what our student services department does, on top of a lot of other things they do for our current and our prospective students.
Very good. Now, I've got about 30 seconds or so left here, so what I'm going to do is say again, National Aviation Academy, find them online, naa.edu, the website naa.edu. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And, Bo, they can always ask for you.
Sure, absolutely. You know, and anybody that calls, you want some information about National Aviation Academy, you give us a call. If you ask to speak with me, and if I'm in my office, I'll absolutely pick up the phone or leave me a message. I will call you back. You know, I truly want to make sure that we give people the information they need in order to be successful.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Bo, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Now, this final segment of the program brought to you by our friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. Everglades Equipment Group, don't forget about them. There's four of their stores, installations within the sound of my voice around the state of Florida. They've got reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. One of my friends turned around and bought some gardening stuff over there, and they were thrilled to death to see it was over there. Went over there to get a lawnmower, and they wound up coming back with a hoe and a rake and some seeds and some bushes to plant, some shrubs, some shrubs, and they're happy as a lark. So that's Everglades Equipment Group, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, we're going to go to the telephone lines. This is Todd in Tampa. 60 seconds, go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say something, because every state has a liberal governor who's going to challenge a Republican. Let me say something. Hey, yeah, we have Nikki Freed. We have the greatest governor in the world, a constitutionalist. If I was Ron DeSantis, I'd step to the microphone and hold up the Constitution and say, ladies and gentlemen, I was sworn in on the Bible to uphold the Constitution. Okay, I don't have the right to tell you you got to wear a mask. I don't have the right to tell you you got to stay in your house. I don't have the right to tell a black man who lives in Avila that he can't go to work and put food on the table. I don't have the right to tell him or her that she's got to do this. We have the coronavirus, okay? You Democrats, you don't say nothing about the 100 people that got killed in Chicago. Give them guns to defend themselves. You don't say nothing about the abortions that murder people all day long, but you want to make everybody, because Pfizer came and handed a big check to everybody and tells everybody what to do, okay? So that we hold up the Constitution. That's what I would do if I was Ron DeSantis and every other Republican. I'd say I have a Constitution, and I don't have the right or the authority to tell you what to do or wear a mask. You got to go to work and be careful. And if you want to take a vaccine, you can. And if you don't, I'm not going to take $1 trillion from Pfizer and make you do anything. And if you pass this trillion dollar bill.
Okay, got to let you go because I'm coming up. The music's playing here, and we're going to run out of time. So that's the way it goes. But anyway, today, folks, I'll be down in Bradenton at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Mixon's Groveside Cafe and down there in Bradenton. I'll be down there from 11:30 to about 1:30. If you want to stop by and have lunch with the captain, we do it every month. And, of course, they're going to be closed next month, so we won't be back until October. So today's the day to get it done, or you'll have to wait till October. And we have a lot of fun, a lot of great people down there. We have a great group that comes to have lunch with us. I'm looking forward to seeing the gang down there. So keep it in mind. And if you can make it, I'll see you for lunch at Mixon's Groveside Cafe down there in Bradenton and inside the Mixon Fruit Farms store. Now, also, tonight, coming up on the Captain's America Third Watch, we're going to keep our eyes on this Cuomo thing because it's a very fast-moving thing. They're going to try to work out a deal to get Cuomo out of there somehow, or they're going to impeach him. He's saying he's not going anywhere, but I do know the Democrats up there have got the votes to get him impeached. So we're going to see what happens there. So have yourself a great day. I'll see you tonight in a Redidio. Remember, this program's all about we the people, and what we the people can do, because they work for us. We don't work for them. Remember that. Elect the people that'll get the job done. I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610.
800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.